Welcome back to the Power Hour. Quite an image when you do some research on America's history, and even going back health, you know, allopathic medicine, it was not always that way in this country, certainly. In the covered wagon era, you had people going across, getting sick, not knowing what to do. You had milk that needed to preserve, and it was a common idea, common practice. When people had no other means to help themselves get better, you know, they were told, suck on a silver dollar. They were also put silver dollars on the bottoms of milk barrels to keep them fresh. So that, I mean, think about that image, about our money was actually helping people be well. I mean, think about that compared to the fake money we have now. Imagine that for a second. Well, the heart of this, of course, silver, colloidal silver, the industry has exploded, different things. We've used super silver, different products. And now the silver lozenges that we didn't sell for a long time because we couldn't get them. Now we found a place. Frank Davis is the man who's come here today to introduce you to, or reintroduce, I should say, silver lozenges and silver gel to the audience. He is he's a lecturer. He's been on TV. He's the fanatic, self-proclaimed fanatic about nutrition and just overall health. He's run several companies and is here to talk about these things. So we're excited. Frank Davis, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Yes, very good. I always like to have new people, especially new great products. The Power Mall is known to carry the best stuff, conglomerate the best things together. Tell us a little bit about just you. Introduce yourself, and then we'll get into silver lozenges and gel.
Okay. Basically, as I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago, I would be considered somewhat of a fanatic, if you want to call it that, on health and nutrition, primarily because of issues I dealt with myself and went on a path to find solutions, became immersed into what works, what doesn't. The more I pulled back the curtain, the more smoke and mirrors I found, and ended up basically, this is back 30 years ago, figuring out if I wanted to do it right, I had to do it myself, and I hired a lady who was a registered dietitian. She had her master's degree in clinical nutrition, and we basically set out to create nutritional products, if you want to call it that, the flagship product I created back then.
Would just help people with overall with their health.
Yeah. And it was primarily myself and then my family, and then turned into basically, if it's good for me and it works, then I wanted to share it.
Let me ask you, you said 30 or so years ago, you began to pull back the curtain, and as you pull the curtain, more smoke and mirrors you found. What do you mean by that? Just more deception, more corruption? What do you mean?
What I mean is, and not all of it is that, it's just that there's a lot of nutritional supplements on the market, and depending on if you're dealing in Whole Foods, for example, which is my foundation, it depends on where it's grown, how it's processed. It's all about the efficacy of the product, and so a lot of times you look at labels and they all look the same. They say the same thing, but when you dig deep, you find out that, you know, one has been treated with a process that kills the enzymes, it changes the molecular structure of the product, and so it really renders it ineffective. And yet, on the label, it looks the same. I'm a fanatic on whole food nutrition versus synthetic. So if you're talking vitamins and minerals, most vitamins you'll see are a chemical isolate produced in laboratories, whereas a vitamin in nature is a compound, it's a complex, and it is not a chemical isolate. So when I say it's pulling back the curtain and seeing smoke and mirrors, is what I'm saying is that it's presented to be all the same, but it's not. They're different. The levels of efficacy are totally different. So that has been my focus, and my mantra is, where is it grown, how's it processed, and does it do, is it as efficacious? You know, so every ingredient, everything that we do is backed by clinical studies, and then and then we source those ingredients and test them before and after to know that we have 100% what we put on the label. We can guarantee it's there and it does what it's supposed to do.
Let me ask you from the perspective, you know, 30 years ago now. Today, it's not uncommon for people to criticize the medical community or even the supplement community. It's not uncommon. 30 years ago, it was probably really uncommon. Did you feel like a pioneer? Have you seen that kind of dynamic change of people's minds?
Oh, there's no question. You'll see today when I was there's a new film out on Netflix called The Game Changers. Mm-hmm. I was preaching that stuff 20 years ago, and now I had somebody just tell me they watched and they said they thought it was me talking. definitely the things that I saw and that I felt I pursued were going upstream 30 years ago, and it's becoming more and more recognized, whether it be plant-based nutrition, plant-based diet, or, you know, supplement, still is controlled for all intents and purposes by the pharmaceutical industry. And, I just am very much a believer and a fanatic, if you want to call it that, in whole food nutrition, what it can do for your body. You give your body the right nutrients, it will work miracles. It did it on me. I'm healthier at 73 years old today than I was in my 40s.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off if you had a thought. I just wanted that. We do have callers, so we do have a caller. Patty's waiting, so anybody else wants to call, just get in queue. So Patty, just hang on, we'll get right to you. But I'm just always fascinated by this dynamic, and talking to some of my friends or people I relate, I try to be, you know, not shove information down people's throats, but if the opportunity presents itself, I try to be pretty aggressive about at least introducing ideas to them. And
okay.
I'm always, I guess, because I live in a different world and on this show, and I mean, it's just so matter of fact and just so plain to me. But it's like I never get amazed of how, and I don't want to sound judgmental, but how ignorant or how blindly trusting people are out there of the medical industrial complex, medicine in general, their doctor. I mean, if their doctor says it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't care if you show them the study or whatever. If their doctor told them XYZ, then that's just the way it is. I mean, it bothers me and puzzles me. I mean, what's your feeling about that dynamic? Do you see it also? Do you agree with me there?
Oh, absolutely. I do. It's not that I am against the traditional medicine and pharmaceutical, but I firmly believe that the only thing that can heal the body is the body. And that you, in order for that to happen, you need to provide the body what it requires to do that. And it's not a drug. It's not something created in a laboratory. You can treat symptoms, but you can't heal. The body can heal itself. And there's myriads of research and studies supporting that God has created all these plants and nutrients that are designed to support the human body and provide all the healing benefits and health benefits. And, you know, so I totally agree with your assessment that we have evolved in terms of society to be dependent upon drug intervention versus nutritional intervention, and taking for face value what, you know, a doctor who has had so little education in his medical degree on nutrition and, you know, has been influenced significantly by the pharmaceutical industry. So I personally believe there is a natural remedy or a food-based product that is better with no downside than any medicine you'll ever take.
Let's go. You said that much better than I did. So next time somebody said something to me, I'm going to put it just like you did. Well, God created your body to heal. And I should have just pressed record and then I'll play that back for him. This is, listen to Frank Davis. If you don't believe me, listen to Frank Davis. Anyway, let's go to the caller before, and then we do definitely want to describe the silver lozenges in jail. Anybody wants to call 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And please don't wait till the last 5 minutes to call. And then it's very difficult for us to get you in. So let's go to Patty in Michigan. Patty in Michigan, you're live on the air. What's your comment question for Frank?
Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
I'm thrilled to talk to you. You're like a beacon of hope in these days of turmoil. And Frank, I'm thrilled
very nice.
To talk to you too. I've been using some of your other products for some time now and love them. I do want to ask you a question about one of the ingredients. I know you haven't had a chance to probably get into that yet, but I have to know whether or not the honey that you're putting in there, is that a raw honey or is that a cultured honey?
Well, it is an organic honey. It is not raw, yeah, you know, we just, the interesting thing though, it could be raw because it's blended with the silver that is the best antimicrobial agent you could ever have. So if it had any, so to speak, bacteria or anything else, it would be neutralized by the silver that it's blended with. But it is not. So.
Okay. That's excellent. And I do want your audience to know just how wonderful it is to have you on this program. And I do hope that they're paying attention to you because the products that I have used from you really are exceptional. And I would like to pass it on to the audience. And, again, thank Daniel for having such wonderful guests on as you.
Hey, Patty, before you, yes. You there, Patty?
Yes.
On the first thing you said in these days of turmoil, beacon of light. That was very kind of you. What do you think about just your overall impression, kind of the discussion we're having, or just the environment that we're in right now in the world right now? What comes to your mind? You should use the word turmoil. Why turmoil?
The news and things that are coming at us at such a record-breaking pace that someone who's in the news business, I'm sure that they have a better way of coping with all that. But for those of us that are trying to flip from here to there and just take it all in and process it and understand it and, you know, sift through it and try to figure it all out, you know, I'm so grateful that I have the Lord on my side and I take it all to Him anyway. And but there's just such upheaval out there that I just have to take it a day at a time, an hour at a time, and even a minute at a time. And I just know that it will all be right in the end, whenever that might be. But I'm grateful for programs like yours because it keeps us going. And I love how, Daniel, you are upbeat at the end, too, to kind of tie it all together and bring us all up there with you. So don't forget those things.
Well, you know, the reason I asked you, because the same process, I don't know if that comes across on the air, but the same things that you go through trying to wade through this, you know, piles of mountains of manure, for lack of a better word,
right.
I go through the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like Joyce used to tell me, says, it's just the way it is. Kind of try to separate yourself from it emotionally. So that's hard for me to do if you haven't noticed, because I get a little emotional. But
okay.
I think that's why I wanted to ask you that, because I think we all go, anybody who is concerned about the truth or about justice or about whatever in our country, in America, certainly, they're disturbed. And how can you not be? But I think something better is coming from this. And I think it's inevitable. We've bought into so many lies. We've bought into so much BS, for lack of a better word, and you know what Frank is saying is part of this, that almost we have to go through this cleansing process. It's almost like if you have a cold in your system, your body has to cleanse this out. We, as a nation, we need to cleanse just this virus and this crap out of our system. and maybe just have confidence in that process. So I hope that you have confidence in that process, have confidence in you individually, no matter what's going on in the world, in your home, in your mind, your sphere of influence, you can control that to a greater degree. And so I just want to, you know, encourage everybody to have that kind of confidence.
And I do. And one thing that I do every day is I go out to my chicken coop, and I'm with my chickens, and I'm telling you, that just brings me right back down to earth.
Oh, good.
And I'm just, again, I'm grateful for all that you do. Just keep it up. And, Frank, don't you give up either. You just have such wonderful things to offer to all of us. And I follow you, and I watch your website, and I'm aware of your products in a great deal. So thank you so much for all your hard efforts and work. And I don't want to monopolize any more time. But thank you all, and everyone have a blessed day.
Bye. Oh, awesome, Patty.
Thank you. That was very nice of you.
Thank you,
okay,
Patty.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye. Wow, what a nice call, Frank, because she's very enamored to you. That's very nice.
Well, that's always nice to hear. Yeah. There's one of the greatest rewards I get really is the feedback of how the products that we have developed have blessed the lives of people. And some of the, you know, unsolicited testimonials of some incredible health benefits and results that they have had.
Well, let's talk about some specifics now. The silver lozenges, let's start there. We got silver gel, silver lozenges. Let's talk about the lozenges. What are we looking at? What are they made of? Pretend I don't know anything about them.
Well, okay. I'm going to give you just a titch of a background in terms of the form of the silver. Because, as you mentioned, silver has been known as an antimicrobial for centuries. The question is the form of it and how effective is it? And, you know, we've all heard of some of the colloidal silvers or ionic silver or whatever. The difference is this is a new patented form of silver that permanently bonds the silver to the water molecule. So it never comes out of suspension, whereas colloidal silver, ionic silver does, meaning that you have to take a lot more to get the benefit, but there's also a potential downside. If you've ever heard of anybody that has argyria, that they take massive amounts of the silver solutions, and it has a tendency to color the skin. Which, you know, that is the difference of this particular form. It is the safest and the most effective form. It has a molecular structure that's different than colloidal and ionic in that, without getting too technical about it, it has, it's like using a machine gun to kill bacteria versus a rifle. The colloidal and ionic forms of silver have a one-and-done effect on bacteria, whereas this nanosilver that we use has a machine gun effect. It repeats itself in that kill of bacteria, mold, fungus, virus. And we have multiple clinical studies. It's the only form of silver that has over 50 U.S. patents, and
let me interject. What you said is very. Let me interject there. Is that because of the way it's bonded to the water, so it stays in your system and just keeps on, or what? Explain that.
Well, no, it actually goes through your system within a day, and literally 100% of it. What it does is. And I guess the best way I can explain it, a colloidal or ionic silver is missing one electron, and it replaces the electron on the outer shell of a bacteria that it will destroy. Whereas the nano silver, our patented form of silver, has two missing electrons on the outer shell, and it basically, while one does the replaces, the other one regenerates, and it just kind of works in a catalytic effect to do multiple kills of the bacteria.
All right, so
I don't know if that's that's the best way I can explain it. It has to do with the molecular structure of the silver itself.
All right, so let me see if I understand this, because we've had other people talk about ozone. So ozone is a very reactive substance. It's not stable. So colloidal silver, the usual type, it's not stable. It's missing an electron or wants to unite with electrons. So what does it do? It finds bacteria or whatever it can unite with. And then once it unites with it, it kills it, but then it kind of, it almost uses its purpose up. So now it's done.
Right.
So with
it's
this one.
It's one and done.
Okay. So with this one, there's multiple electrons or missing components to it, so it wants to reach out more than once, so it's, so it multiplies the effect there, basically.
Correct. Yeah, so, and that's why you have to take so much of the colloidal silver to get a similar effect or benefit, if you want to call it that, than this. We're using, you know, you're talking, sometimes you're using thousands of parts per million in colloidal or ionic, where we have major university lab results that it killed over 143 pathogens, anywhere from 1.5 parts per million up to 5 parts per million. And the lozenges, each lozenge has 10 parts per million of silver. So, you know, in that in vitro testing, it would kill everything from, including MRSA, you know, which is antibacterial. And they did this test, Daniel, against one of the tests, they compared it against 5 different antibiotics, medical, you know, medicines, and in terms of what the kill rate was, how quick, and what it did. And they did it against 7 different pathogens, and the silver itself was, killed them all. The antibiotics were selective. They could only work on certain pathogens.
Mm. So there's the music. We're coming on the break, Frank. On the other side, we'll get into more. This is fascinating. I didn't know any of this. I'm learning a lot. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with Frank Davis on the other side. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. We'll be right back. The rest of the week, we got some great guests. Lauren from Ohio. We were supposed to have her on last week, of course. Many of you have asked about her. Well, tomorrow, God willing, and the creek don't rise, she will be on. I've said that before, right? Where have you heard that for? But she'll be here tomorrow. Excited to have her. She's going to talk about mycoplasms, the spirochete, Sandra Allison, Daniel Estelin, Dr. Abel will be on later in the week. Great week scheduled, so stay with us and stay tuned to the Power Hour. You know where you can listen. You also go to TalkStreamLive.com, TalkStreamLive.com, dial 701-300-5252, 701-300-5252 to listen live. And you can listen to us on the Power Hour, of course, in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. You can hear us now on AM/FM and also live in the Kansas City area. So there you go, in Liberty, Missouri, Kansas City area. We're expanding and we're moving into some other networks, so wanted to bring those up. Thank you so much for your support. At the Power Mall, of course, the silver lozenges and the silver gel. We'll get into more specifics. We're working our way. I'm learning a lot about these, actually. They're at the Power Mall, for sale at the Power Mall. And also we have sales on Strauss Heart Drops. We have the REM Sleep. Remember, look, if you don't feel good, you wake up or what have you, maybe it's because you are not getting enough sleep in your life. So it's a relatively inexpensive thing to get the REM Sleep and to be able to try that out and to, you know, just get back on, you know, see how your body reacts. See what happens when you get the proper sleep and go into the proper 4 stages of sleep. So check all that out and more at the Power Mall. iComplex is on sale also. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, Vitamir. Had a great conversation. I was able to meet up with Robert Tactalian. It was fantastic. Him and his wife, we went to a fantastic restaurant, had a good time. He told me a lot more story about his time in Armenia, his family, and he's going to come on and tell that story again in detail, and he needs to. So buy from the good guys over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Don't forget your toothpaste and mouthwash. Will you please? Thank you. 877-817-9829. Getting back to Frank, where were we? We're talking about the different type of silver. It's not a colloidal. What would you call it? If I said, well, here's colloidal silver, what would I say about your silver? What would I call it?
We call it a nano silver. It's, you know, basically because it is a small particle, you know, permanently bonded to your water molecule, never comes out of solution, but that's how we differentiate it, and nano versus ionic versus colloidal.
And
I think it's really the only one that carries as anywhere near the number of patents, and to get those patents, you have to show that it does what you say it does.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know some people raise the concern, colloidal or nano, is that the particles are so small with the nano that it goes through the blood-brain barrier and then gets in the brain, and there may be metals in the brain. What would you say to those concerns?
No, because what I'm saying is that the way this, that literally 100% of that go as you ingest it, for example, in a liquid form, it basically is out of your system entirely within 24 hours, and has done what it was supposed to do in terms of addressing bacteria, fungus, you name it.
So then it binds to it, and then it binds to virus or whatever, and then your system discards it, basically, is what you're saying. So it doesn't build up, it doesn't form a buildup in your brain or in any other your organs.
Absolutely not. No, we had, one of the the developers of this product has been taking it in a liquid form for over 15 years and went through a very intensive blood test after 15 years of consuming it daily, and zero trace of any silver in the blood.
Oh, good. Well, very good. Well, let's go continue on about the lozenges. And if you want to keep talking about this nano silver and then the lozenges, wherever you want to talk about, assume I know nothing and just let's talk about this.
Okay. Well, I just want to give you a little background in terms of the difference
yes,
of the silver
and
the testing that we have done. So, and the reason is we created and I believe we were the very first and by far, to create this in a lozenge form. And the reason being is that in all the clinical tests, the maximum time of exposure to the silver would kill any pathogen in 6 minutes. Well, if you're dealing with a sore throat and you're dealing with issues like that, you know, it's hard to gargle silver for 6 minutes. But to suck on a lozenge, and this is our second iteration, and we increased the amount so that we have 10 parts per million per lozenge in this lozenge, the new lozenges. They taste good. They're with the ingredients are basically all organic tapioca syrup, organic honey, the patented nano silver, and then organic peppermint oil, lemon oil. So it has the honey for the soothing, but the nano silver is the workhorse that will kill the bacteria. Anybody that has ever used it absolutely loves it. This is a product that, by comparison, I don't know if there's another product per se on the market that is a lozenge, a throat lozenge, a cough drop or whatever that, you know, doesn't have all different chemicals in it. This has no chemicals, nothing artificial, and it, you know, it's good. You can't OD on it. You could, there's 21 in a box. You could take one right after the other. So it's just an incredible product that I would, for the cold and flu season, for people who use their voice a lot, for singers, it is an unbelievable product for soothing and for addressing any potential pathogens that you might have in your mouth.
Okay, so let me see if I can summarize here. The nano silver itself is a very unique product. I'm a little congested. Maybe I need a little one of those lozenges right now. But the
the
silver itself is a unique process, a certain type of silver, which is much more reactive, we'll use that word, to when it comes in contact with bacteria. So then the carrier becomes this lozenge. So the lozenge is natural itself. It has a silver in it, 10 parts per million, and you're able to get long-term exposure, meaning more than 6 minutes, to your throat, where a lot of bacteria seems to accumulate into your throat, the back of your throat, up into your nasal cavity, that area right there. So basically, the lozenge becomes the carrier to give you long-term exposure, meaning more than 6 minutes, to get the silver right to where it needs to be. That's the gist of it.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, well, very good. I want to try some. I want you to send me some. Send some to me personally, because I want to try these on air, and then we'll talk about them. This will be great.
I will definitely. You give me your address, and I will have it out to you today.
Okay. Right as we're done with the interview, let me get some, because then people always like for me to try, or Joyce, they like for us to try these things before they do. And to kind of give a feel for them. So you got me totally excited. I want to try them. All right, let's talk about the silver gel.
Okay, sure.
Again, assume I know nothing. Assume I don't know the first thing about this. What is silver gel? Why should I even look at this product?
Well, the silver gel has a multitude of benefits, primarily all topical. If you had a sunburn, for example, you put that on, immediately it will take away the pain, the sting. For any type of skin condition, whether it be my sister, for example, is a nurse practitioner who, you know, believes in all traditional. She had rosacea and could not. And she has tried all the best and knows all of the medical people, and nothing would work. She was telling my wife this, and I said, my sister's name Ruth, I said, just try this gel. I know you don't believe this, but just try it. I said, it can't do any harm. 2 days later, her husband calls me and says, your sister is eating crow. It totally eradicated that rosacea in 2 days. And she's now become, you know, where she would not touch even the liquid. She's taking that. So it is, you know, it's just an incredible product for topical use. Now,
hold on a second, Frank. I can't let this go. Maybe this is a selfish personal thing. I don't know. But see, my wife's family is very medical. We had a big get together. That's where I was this weekend and yesterday. It was one of my brother-in-law's 50th birthday. And so her family is like, everybody has to get together for these, which is fantastic. Her family is very close. Awesome family.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, they're very medical, very medical professional. I mean, we're talking about a couple of her brothers are nuclear physicists or nuclear, I don't even know what's called, but some in the nuclear, another dentist, sisters are nurses, another brother-in-law is a dentist. So you can understand when we have discussions about vaccines or about any of these things.
Oh, yeah.
That it's just, oh my gosh, you can just, you know, you can just imagine. So
sure.
To hear you have a situation with your family, your family seems to never want to listen to other family. It's like if you went to my family and told them, they might listen. And if I went to Ruth, maybe Ruth would have listened earlier. But if you tell Ruth, she'll never listen. If I tell my family, they'll never listen. Explain dynamic also? Explain that a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because like I said, my sister, as a nurse practitioner, very much engrossed into the traditional medical, and she had actually seen and treated people who had argyria. So she would just say, don't even talk to me about silver. And I said, listen, what I convinced, after she cleared up the rosacea, I shared with her the clinical studies where this killed 143 pathogens in a major recognized university study in their microbiology department. And she looked at those and she recognized it wasn't MRSA, it was another hospital resistant, antibacterial resistant and resistant to any type of medical, and she had had that, and so all of a sudden she now perks up and said, because it was a third party and a recognized third party study, so I now have a sister that, and her daughter who is a registered nurse, taking silver every day.
You would think that, is she going to put this in a spray bottle and spray it between the patient's rooms and stuff to keep the spread? I mean, that's what they should do. People, it also almost should be in a mister in the halls of the hospitals and things.
Oh, there is no question. You know, the difference, too. You see in the hospitals, and everywhere you go, the hand sanitizers, you know, that they put on.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
An alcohol-based, and once that alcohol dries, any antibacterial effect is gone. Whereas if you take the silver gel and you rub that on your hands, it lasts for 4 hours, a total antimicrobial effect. So, you know, for hospitals, for the cold and flu season, for, you know, it is so much more effective and long-term than any other type of hand sanitizer you could possibly use. I would also take that gel, and when you're talking about having it, you know, where a lot of the germs you go, if you're going on a plane and you're breathing this stuff, I'd take that gel and I would rub it up in your nostrils because it will stay in there and you will not be, if you're exposed to it, you won't have problem because it will kill it.
Let me ask you about these hand sanitizers. I refuse to use them. One, they have a lot of other chemicals in them that are known to
Correct.
Be sterilants and things like that. You mentioned the alcohol base. To me, isn't it just as effective if I just ran my hands under water every time if I wanted to? I mean, wouldn't it be the same effect? It just, like you said, it evaporates very quickly anyway. To me, it just seems like if I just rinse my hands with soap and water, just even water, just ran them under for a while, it would do the same thing.
I totally agree, and I agree with your assessment that it's stuff that I wouldn't normally put on because of some of the ingredients that are in there in the first place. You know, in that vein, it's like this gel is absolutely the best thing you can ever put on a little baby's bum for diaper rash and all of that stuff. The traditional products that you put on a baby's bum and you read those ingredients, you would never do that. You would not expose your child, your baby, to those ingredients.
Well, so including baby powder. Including baby powder, we're finding out that that's just they've known that's a carcinogen for decades.
Right, absolutely. And that's why I said, see, I literally take this, even though we put on the label, this is for external use only, it is totally benign and safe. I put it on my toothbrush with my toothpaste every day because it kills the bacteria in your mouth. So I use it that way, and actually they're finding that a majority of a lot of the illnesses that we end up getting begin in the mouth with the bacteria and the things that we're doing. So, you know, I brush my teeth, I brush my tongue with the gel. And then, like I say, when I travel, I either use a nasal spray to spray the liquid up, or I use the gel just to keep it there and rub it inside my nostrils. And, you know, because there's a lot of germs on those planes.
Yeah, I can testify to that firsthand. Let's go back to what you said about your family. Is there something, say, because I know a lot of our listeners, we get emails or comments from this time to time, you know, how do I reach my family? It doesn't matter if it's, you know, about something in the government or something health-wise. Do you have a recommendation for people kind of to maybe support them or help them to get through that barrier?
Yeah, just like I did with my sister. I provide third-party independent clinical studies that she can't refute. And then all of a sudden it says, oh, this isn't just my brother's opinion or, you know, whatever. This has hard science behind it, supporting it. And so, yeah, every product I have clinical studies and double-blind placebo studies to support any claim that we make.
So I think that's a really good point. I think it's almost elementary, but I'm glad I asked you that again. It's like we'll get emails about some of our interviews we'll do, maybe this interview. Somebody's going to take this interview. They're going to record it or share the link. Hey, Johnny or Ruth, their sister, here, listen to this. And that becomes more. Now, it wouldn't be effective if I sent it to my in-laws. If I sent an interview I did to my in-laws, that wouldn't be effective to them. But if our listeners sent it to their family coming from me, then all of a sudden they listened. That dynamic is just somebody else beside them. That dynamic just fascinates me.
Well, let's try this, Daniel.
All right.
I will send you the studies, the clinical studies on the silver as compared to antibiotics on all these pathogens that your family will be familiar with, whether it be Streptococcus, whether it be MRSA, whether it be E. coli, Salmonella, whatever. And we have done comparables with other forms of silver. We've done comparables with other, medical antibiotics. And nothing does what this form of silver does in terms of a kill rate, as fast and as complete and as safe.
I don't know why I probably sound a little obsessed about this, and probably because I just was with my in-laws. That's probably one for me personally. But I think this is on a bigger thing. I spend a lot of time how to reach people. How can we double? Power Hour listeners are the most informed, sharp people, radio listeners out there. And I often think, one thing I preach to the choir, you guys are learning, you like the show, what have you, and you know so much more about me than a lot of these subjects. But then that's not the question. The question is, how do we duplicate you? How do you replicate yourself? And so I spend a lot of time thinking about this, and this information is so powerful. This is such an important, we're just talking, Frank, like it's no big deal, blah, 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 and just a nice conversation. It's educational and people are probably, but think about the ramifications for what you're saying for MRSA, probably even Ebola or different things and the natural ramifications of this, the third party verifications, the study. Really taken seriously as it should be. This would be like on the front page of ABC News. This would be on CBS. Walter Cronkite would have been talking about this today. Frank Davis finds the ends need for all antibiotics. Oh, story at 6. Don't miss it. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, I've got to share one with you. I have a neighbor that we're very close to. You don't become the authority in your neighborhood, but she was suffering. She was suffering from diverticulitis, and I wasn't really familiar with it. But her doctor, they put him on some extremely harsh antibiotics to the point she could not. She could not take them. It would just make her sicker than a dog. And even the pain from diverticulitis was actually worse than,
the pain from the antibiotics was worse than the diverticulitis. Yeah.
Well, I ended up giving her a book on our book on silver, so that as she read it cover to cover before she would try it. And another unbelievable testimonial that it totally eradicated whatever she was dealing with in terms of the effects of the diverticulitis and got it totally under control. Then I come to find out, the Osmond family, they live here where I'm at. Well, the patriarch of the Osmond family, the singing family, is named Alan Osmond. His wife had diverticulitis, and she's on our silver, and it did exactly the same thing. It totally took care of it.
Wow.
It's just amazing. And yet, for the medical community, they have a prescription that will that is worse than death.
So we're talking, we've only got a couple minutes left. And Frank, it's very nice to meet you. Very nice to have you on. We have the silver lozenges and the silver gel. So silver gel, that sounds like something, you know, every person, every woman needs to have in their purse. Every man needs to have in their glove compartment. We need to have that around. And then the lozenges,
absolutely.
Especially right now, I need some lozenges. And we're going to look at some of your other products, and we'll have you on again, and we'll talk about those too. But we got about a minute or two left. Anything in conclusion? It's whatever you'd like to say, Frank.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I do consider myself a fanatic on health and nutrition, and my whole focus is the purity, the efficacy, and, you know, that it works. And I study it to the nth degree before I put my arms around it and embrace it and bring it in and know that it does what it's supposed to do. It's safe and non-toxic in any way, shape, or form. So, but there's nothing that gives me a greater joy and reward than being able to find a solution that I can share that really blesses and benefits the lives of people I interface with. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to be on the show and share something I believe 100% in can only be of significant benefit to your listeners.
Well, very good. And we're very nice to meet you. I've enjoyed the conversation a lot. I hope our audience, I'm sure we'll get some more questions. All the products over at the Power Mall, they are for sale over there at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Tomorrow, Lauren's going to be on, Lauren from Ohio, and the rest of the week, Daniel Esslin's going to be here, Dr. Abel. Great lineup. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for who you are, because it's never been more important who you are. The light, the knowledge, the truth that you have, you are extremely important right now, more important than ever. And as the world descends in darkness and stupidity, then just being who you are, you're going to automatically stand out. You get it? So be that person and look and pray for ways to influence those around you and multiply you, because we need each other. Love you. Appreciate you. Want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. See you tomorrow. Stay there, Frank. Stay right there.